I must say I'm not surprised by the results from last week's poll. We thought we'd jump on the announcement that Governor Whitmer made when she announced a proposed 45-cent per gallon gas tax increased. And I thought it would go down to defeat rather resoundingly, and it did. No, 97%, yes, 3%. I'm not sure, 0%. Everyone seemed to have an opinion.
So, all right.
Of course, so we say to all those no voters, though, we still have to come up with funding. So what's your plan? I still think that it was just a throw off saying, hey, let's go big. And knowing that she wasn't going to get that, there was even some members of her own party, I think, that thought the same thing. But especially when you had fuel prices where they are, I think people said, wow, if I'm at $2.50 now, I'll be at $3, and if it goes higher, I'm going to be above that.
It's just amazing, though. Where I was told, though, that if we continue just to drill for oil in North America, that gas prices would drop.
And we're about to become the well, we already are. We're already an exporter.
Yeah, we are.
Was the news we had the other day? We're going to be, since 1950, we're now going to become the world's most oil-rich nation.
Yeah, it flip-flopped. Back then, it was cheaper to get the oil offshore in the 50s, and there's plenty of it, but since we've turned things around.
Well, it unfortunately does not relate to the pump for any number of reasons.
And there was that study that was released yesterday showing that, what, Michiganders pay on average about $640-something dollars per year due to our road conditions.
Yeah, that was the repairs, I think?
And also they took into account, they did some mathematic work on, you know, like every time your tire hits a pothole, you know, that takes the air a little bit or the pressure out. So they were able to calculate then how much more gasoline you have to use for that. They checked all of the bridges across the state of Michigan to see which ones are in good shape, which ones are deteriorating. I believe they said that 20% of the bridges in the Saginaw Bay City area are 20% deteriorating, and that's the highest than any other portion around or part of the state of Michigan.
It all adds up.
It does.
But what doesn't add up is the way that it's going to be funded. Well, stay tuned for more. That's all part, of course, of what the proposal of the gas increase was in the first place, was it's going to have to be passed anyway, part of the budget proposal, and that it's still got to be worked out.
But now she's put it on the plate, so the Republicans telling them to come forward with their plan or better plan.
I mean, you know, hey, you know, it's one thing to say no. It's another thing to say
compromise.
Exactly.
See what they can come up with.
Stay tuned for more. Maybe there'll be a future poll on whatever
I'm certain.
What would take place. So let's get into a new poll. We actually referenced this yesterday. In fact, I referenced it. I thought I was going to turn it into a poll because I'm interested in the opinions that you'll have when it comes to the continued advancement of cashless policies that are happening across the country, becoming more and more popular. And we did the reference how the city of Philadelphia is now passed a law to ban. I mean, businesses can be cashless if they want, but they still have to accept cash because a lot of businesses are saying no more. And you know, the more I delved in, I always do this. You know, the more you delve into it, the more, well, how can I formulate this poll and really try and get the most out of it as possible? Because as we talked yesterday, we have just a simple question. Then we have the question people are raising, well, what can government, should government be able to come in and mandate what businesses can and cannot do and all the different things? No, we'll keep it simple. Or I'll try to. So, the WSW online poll, cashless policies becoming more popular across the country. And the city of Philadelphia passing a law requiring most retail establishments to accept cash. It is the first U.S. city to ban the use of cashless-only transactions. Now, there is no federal law requiring businesses to accept cash. I didn't know this, though. The state of Massachusetts has a law that mandates stores to accept greenbacks. Did not know that, as the state goes. Anyway, some business owners say that handling cash is inefficient and invites theft. Opponents say cashless establishments exclude people who are unbanked, maybe don't have any checking or savings accounts, or maybe are worried about security concerns. In 2017, the last time a survey was done, 8.4 million U.S. households were unbanked, according to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporations. So they don't have the access to it to be a debit card.
Even use a bank?
Yeah, that's what they say, unbanked. How about that? By the way, To further add to the conversation, for Philadelphia, for example, Amazon threatening to scrap plans to open brick-and-mortar stores there because they only work with cashless. And Amazon says if we can't go cashless, we're not going to build a store in your area.
Wow.
So there's another aspect of all the conversation going on. Our current poll question for you then, the online poll question is, how do you think future business transactions should be allowed? Do you favor cashless only, or do you want the option of cash and cashless? You can go online and make your vote at WSGW.com, scroll down the homepage and find the poll box and vote that way. Cash or cashless or both? And I referenced future because there's where the future is building, but will it continue to be able to build that way, or will there be still the opportunities because of whether a city, as in Philadelphia, rules this way, or whether some federal policy is announced, or maybe a business just finds that still at this time it has to offer both in order to be viable. I don't know.
I take it if you had your way, we'd still have some cold hard cash,
I'm
right?
I'm a cash guy. I'm a cash guy. Of course, you know, that's how I grew up. That's and I probably always will be. Although I do say that, and I track it very closely, the utilization of the a credit card, especially with the chip, because, you know, you can just slip that in there and boom, 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 you're done. A lot of times it even eliminates the signature.
Yeah. Right.
You know? And I must admit, as much as I enjoy going to an establishment and going into a checkout lane and being served, there are times that I've more and more often utilized the
self-checkout. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, especially if you just have a couple items.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm with my son, he likes to do it. He wants to do it, so he's you know, he sees the advantage there. So, okay, go ahead. You can ring it up.
You know how I think, you know, when it comes to germs? Paper money is filled with germs. Yeah, right. So I'm fine with cashless. I am completely fine with it.
See, now there's a, never thought about the health end. See, I could have put that into the poll, too.
There's another angle.
You know, just the poll question, government interference, or because of your health. Which option do you choose, and how does it affect the way you vote?